the Orc King demanded. I might not know, but Vierdemann sure did. He blew Haxor back a half dozen paces with a well-timed force push spell, and also took note of the glowing orb. The lich raised his staff and chortled, holding it above his head.
Get ready, you saps, he shouted. I'd log out now if I were you. I'm about to own this world.
Haxor snarled and leapt back into the fray, and Jazzus reluctantly followed him, but the Orc King just turned back to the wall, shaking his head.
Meddling humans are always trying to drag us into your territorial disputes. Come, pet. You and I are escaping these madmen.
A hidden door slid open, and he slipped through, carrying me with him. I wiggled hard and kicked my legs, but it didn't do any good. I stopped fighting, annoyed that I was giving him the satisfaction of running off with a traditionally flailing damsel. Besides, I had more important things to worry about. I wasn't sure what Vierdemann's expanding dark energy ball was about to do, and I sure didn't like the sound of his rambling. What did he mean that he was going to own this world? I reflexively tried to run my logout command again, but my combat tag was still flashing. A scream ripped through the tower, and Jazz's name dropped off my list of active players in combat. Hax would be all by himself against the Lich now. I had to do something. Desperately, I reached for the only tool I had, the Potion of Temporary Level Boost. But before I could drink it, the Orc King set me down.
Don't move, he ordered, or I'll make it worse on you when we get to the harem.
We'd arrived at another huge, black panel door, and he laid both hands on the handle and pulled as hard as he could. I wasn't some cowardly girly girl, though. I ignored his command and bolted as soon as he was distracted, darting back down the secret hallway towards Aphidus's curses and pounding boots chased after me. Back in the throne room, Haxor was on one knee, breathing hard, a single glowing blue dagger held up to ward off Vierdemann's staff, which forced him down another inch as I watched. They were locked in some kind of pitched power battle, sparks flying off of them in all directions. And above them, the swirling black lightning cloud had grown to fill the entire room. Vierdemann began to laugh maniacally.
I've won! I've done the impossible! You're all mine!
He whipped a twisted finger towards the cloud. I staggered into the room in my skimpy bikini, having no idea what to do except throw myself into his path, but I was too late. A swirling pink beam flew out of his finger and pierced the cloud. The dark mass sizzled with energy, and then collapsed in on itself to a tiny black pinprick of light. A second ticked by while we all stared at it. Then, it exploded outward in a rolling translucent sphere of dark energy, passing through all of us with a cold chill and a sizzle before escaping the walls of the tower and presumably continuing to expand throughout all of the kingdoms of Fantasy Realms Online. Besides the chill, nothing else happened. I shivered, feeling strange, and checked my HUD. There were no obvious debuffs or afflictions on my character from a spell, and hadn't done anything to my HP. What the hell was the point then? But I definitely felt weird. Almost like something was missing. Something I couldn't put my finger on. Vierdemann stomped on Haxor's shoulder, driving him all the way to the ground. Hax groaned in pain while Vierdemann lifted his enchanted staff over his head and shook it, crooning,
I did it! I actually did it! They said it was impossible, but I am Vierdemann, the Lich, and the master of this world! Mwahahaha!
Calloused hands snapped around my shoulders, catching me by surprise.
Got you! The Orc King cried, dragging me back into the hallway.
Again, I began to kick and struggle, and again it was useless. I went back over his shoulder like a human treasure sack, and we passed through the second door, which now stood open. My weird sense of something being wrong about my body had grown moment by moment, and I was starting to feel pretty woozy. It was like the time I got in heat stroke, when I was all dehydrated and the world had started to get dark and fuzzy.
What's going on with me?
I muttered, my words sounding drawn out and sluggish to my ears. My limbs flopped uselessly up and down, almost like I couldn't control them correctly, and I tried to run the logout command again, but nothing happened. My vision went dark, and my hearing began to fade, my body feeling more and more strange. It was weird that I hadn't been able to log out. As I slipped away into unconsciousness, rolling around on the shoulder of my captor, I shook my head at the wrongness of it all. I could swear that my combat indicator had dropped away already. Chapter 6. I awoke on a pallet in a grimy cell, still wearing the stupid gold bikini that the Orc King had forced me into. Immediately, I tried my logout command again. No good. It was like it just didn't respond to my command. Am I bugged or something? I had never heard of someone's logout command failing, but these games were complicated. It's not like I was worried, though. My mom would unplug me in time for work if I hadn't figured out how to get out by then. Until then, I just need to deal with being stuck in this dumb girl body. I sat up, blinking at my dreary dungeon surroundings, and pulled my inner depth character menu to try and figure out what the hell was going on. Lacey, level 3 human courtesan, it read. I scanned down the page, my eyes flickering over my dreadful stats once again, and checked my active effects. But it was just like I thought I'd seen earlier. No negative status effects, no spells on me. As a level 3 character, and not even a caster class, Lacey only had a few skills at her disposal. Charm, hide, and seduce. She also had the courtesan starter traits, sex appeal, and unintimidating. I never bothered to read up on the class, since I thought it was stupid, but I knew that the first trait would make most NPCs sexually attracted to me, and the second would discourage them from attacking me unless I was a direct threat, preferring to ignore me or capture me instead. I rolled my eyes. Only a girl would pick a class that was literally designed to avoid combat. Then I noticed a date and almost choked. That can't be right. That can't possibly be right. The date on my HUD claimed that 3 days had passed since our last encounter with Vierdemann. But that was obviously impossible. For one thing, there was no way I could go that long without pausing the game to get food or water. For another, it meant that I had missed 2 days of work. How would my mother not have stormed into my room, screamed at me, and unplugged the machine yet? It didn't make any sense. A flashing indicator in the corner of my screen caught my eye, and I finally noticed that I had a few mail messages waiting for me. I opened the first, wondering what the hell was going on. It was from Jazzis, allegedly almost 2 days ago, and it read,
Crom, I hope you get this soon, because we need to talk. Were you still in Lacey's avatar when the blast went off? We have no idea where you are. I sure hope you weren't. But if you're reading this, I have some bad news for you. Vierdemann was planning something huge, and he actually pulled it off. You know how people were always jabbering about how they wanted to live in the game full-time? Well, Vierdemann made it happen. Some weird combination of hacking and dark magic. He managed to sever our avatars from our physical bodies and trapped us here. Everyone is talking about it. I need to find out more, but I'll write to you again. Get to a mailbox ASAP and let me know you're okay. Jazzis.
My mouth hung open, and a cold sweat had broken out all over my body. What the hell was Jazzis babbling about? That didn't make any sense. Our avatars didn't exist without our bodies to pilot them. How could I be here without my brain jacked into the game? I quickly opened the second message. It was also from Jazzis, only a day later.
Cromgorn? Write me back, buddy. We're really, really worried about you. Reports from outside the game are bleak. Players are logging in to tell us that everyone who was in-game when Vierdemann's bomb went off are not only stuck in their avatars, but their bodies are in a coma in the real world. I checked the world logs, and I can see that Cromgorn is offline, but Lacey is still logged in. Listen, dude, I am so, so sorry that I got you stuck in that avatar. I know I was the one who asked you to use it, and I feel miserable. But please, tell me you're not trapped in a harem somewhere or something. If I had time, I'd come look for you. But Vierdemann is already moving against us, and since we're all stuck in this game until someone figures out how to undo what he did, the stakes just got a lot higher. We need to fight him. Jazz.
This was a lot for me to take in all at once. My head was spinning, and I didn't even want to begin to process the implications. Instead, I opened my next message. This one was from my guild leader, Topper.
All guildies, I'm declaring a state of emergency. Everyone get to the Shining Armor Guild House as soon as you possibly can. If you didn't get stuck in game, stay the fuck out, unless you're just dipping in to give us some IRL news. If you got stuck like some of us did, we need your help. Vierdemann's Secret Order was ready with a team of volunteers, who both wanted this and were ready to live full-time in the game. And they're hitting us hard for territory and control of all four regions. Do not engage them on your own. Getting corpse camped is miserable when you can't just log out. Topper.
Topper was right. There were a lot of things about Fantasy Realms Online that would be miserable if you couldn't just log out. Like getting stuck in a terrible female character you never would have chosen and had no idea how to play, for example. What am I going to do? I had hoped for a final message from Jazzis, but that was the last of them. She'd either given up on me or didn't have anything new to say. I couldn't believe this was really happening. But still, I was in awe. Vierdemann apparently wasn't just an in-game badass. How could he hack the servers hard enough to trap us all in our avatars, put our bodies in coma, and cut us off completely from the real world? I shuddered and pulled my smooth, bare knees up to my ample chest, wrapping my arms around them. If the real me was out there in a coma, what was I exactly? A simulation? I don't know much about computer science, and I sure wasn't a philosophy guy, so I had no answers handy. All I knew was that it sure felt like I was going to be stuck in the body of this low-level chick for a while, and there wasn't anything I could do about it. I took a deep breath. Well, if that's what the situation is, that's what the situation is. I was Kromgorn the Barbarian, dammit. I hadn't spent thousands of hours playing Fantasy Realms Online just to give up when the going got tough. In a way, this was the most incredible test of my gaming abilities I'd ever faced. Finally, the game actually mattered. I might be trapped in a level 3 female courtesan, but I knew the game inside and out, and I couldn't just sit by and do nothing while my guildies fought Vierdemann. I scrambled around my cell, ignoring how cold the air was on my exposed body, and found an old bone on the ground. I hefted it, feeling the weight, and checked the stats. Level 1 old bone, inferior light blunt weapon. Better than nothing. I'm busting out of here. All characters could use light weapons, and my dexterity was high enough to hit things, even if I was taking severe damage penalties from my low strength. I walked up to the door and began to wail on the lock as hard as I could with the bone, smashing it over and over until it felt like my hand was going numb. I hadn't realized just how bad the damage penalties for low strength were, though, because I shortly saw that I hadn't done a single point of damage to the lock.
"What's all that racket?" a voice demanded.
A surly-looking human poked his face around the corner and came to consider me from outside my cell. He had raggedy brown hair, a stained tunic, and a ring of keys hung at his belt. But otherwise, he was pretty average-looking. Harem Jailer level 5 floated over his head. He put his hands on his hips and chortled at me.
"So, she's finally awake, the sweet little thing."
"Let me out of here," I demanded.
"What, you want out of your cell? Fine."
He unlocked the cell door. I hopped back to avoid getting smashed by it as it swung open. I cocked my head at him.
"That was easy."
The jailer shrugged at me.
"The Orc King isn't ready for you yet, and you can't escape the locked outer door anyway. I don't mind watching a little eye candy run around the jail."
I blushed and glared at him. The whole being a sexual object to everyone thing was really going to take some getting used to. But I wasn't about to turn up my nose at a lucky break. I rushed out of my cell and headed for the outer door, but sure enough, it was locked, just like he said it would be. The jailer laughed as I strained against the bars, pulling with all my might. I rubbed my aching arms and looked about, trying to figure out what to do next. I was too weak to fight the jailer in melee combat. I knew that without trying. But maybe if I leveled myself up a little, I could catch him by surprise. Levels came fast this low, and dungeons always had critters to smack about. I hunted around the jail until I saw what I was looking for. In an old, dusty cell, there was a sleeping goblin. Goblin, level 1. There were a few of them, actually, and I could kill them and camp the respawn points until I gained a few levels. I pushed on the cell door and swung it open, and when I glanced back at the jailer with a raised eyebrow, he just shrugged. This appeared to be a pretty lax jail. I raised a bone menacingly and shouted,
"Hey, you! Wake up and fight me!"
I wish I had sounded a little more intimidating. Even my threat sounded kind of sexy, but it did the job. The goblin opened one eye to consider me, and then heaved a long, weary sigh before pulling himself up out of bed. He didn't even have a weapon besides his fists, which he raised in a rather lazy, unintimidated boxing stance. This would be easy. I grinned and rushed into battle. Fantasy Realms Online had an assisted fighting system, kind of like assisted aiming in a shooter, in that you just sort of mentally directed your body to attack and then tried to relax during fights, taking over only when you felt like it would really help. The auto assist would speed you up, keep your balance, make your hits harder, and move you in ways that approximated the way a real, highly trained fighter would move, since obviously not everyone who played it knew how to parry with a broadsword or shoot a bow correctly. Or, at least, it moved like that when your fighting skill and weapon skill were high enough. In my case, with Lacey's avatar, I immediately noticed how different it was from playing Kromgorn. Rather than feeling confident and quick, strong and tensed for action, Lacey's body felt awkward and cumbersome in a fight. My limbs were too slow, and it was too easy for me to lose my balance, and my swings didn't have any real weight behind them. I did my best against the goblin, but he easily dodged my slow, weak swings, knocked the bone out of my hand, and shoved me back onto the dirty floor. I bounced into my round, padded ass with an angry squeak as he dusted off his hands and broke my bone over his knee.
"And stay down," he muttered,
before plopping back down onto the cot to resume his nap. I blushed furiously and drew my knees in again, lowering my face to my forearms. Talk about humiliating. My combat stats were so atrocious, I couldn't even beat a level 1 unarmed goblin, and I wasn't even enough of a threat that he'd bother to kill me either. I was seriously screwed. The jailer roared with laughter from the back of the jail.
"I knew I could count on a cute little courtesan for some entertainment," he said. "Go on, lass. Why don't you try him again?"
I hopped up, furious, and ran over to him.
"You think that's funny, huh?"
I asked.
"Why don't I try you instead?"
I shoved him hard in the chest, but he didn't move. I just bounced off of him, and he laughed harder. My shoulders slumped. This was useless. I was hopeless. I had been so sure of my plan, so confident in my ability to break out, but not if I couldn't fight at all. I looked down at myself, frowning at my curvy ass, tiny waist, and elegant thin limbs. My golden bikini sparkled in the torchlight, matching the color of the pretty golden locks of hair that twisted around my long, elegant neck and spilled over a pair of shapely breasts. What did I expect? This body, this character, hadn't been made for fighting at all. Suddenly, an idea came to me. I hadn't been made for fighting, true enough. But what had Lacey been made for?
"Hey, you,"
I said to the jailer, standing up straighter.
"Guess what?"
"Hmm," he asked. "What?"
I put my hand to my lips, kissed my fingertips, and blew it at him.
"Charm,"
I said. Chapter 7. The change was immediate. The jailer's face went slack as my charm skill took effect, and his eyes glazed over. He slouched in front of me like a mannequin, the leering expression wiped completely off his face, and waited for me to give him an order. Best of all, the XP bar in the corner of my vision slid from halfway filled to all the way filled, and a shower of golden sparks surrounded me.
Ding!
Charming him had apparently granted me enough XP to ding level 4.
"Wow,"
I said.
"I got half a level XP just for charming you? Why am I wasting my time on goblins?
What is your command, most beautiful mistress? He asked me.
I put my hands on my hips and laughed at him. The dulcet, girly laughter rung through the jail, and a few curious goblins poked their heads out to look at me.
Tell me how much of a dummy you are, I commanded him.
I am such a dummy. My mistress is many thousands times smarter than me.
Tell me how awesome and smart I am.
You are so awesome and so smart. It's obvious how you outwitted me.
Go eat up that goblin for me.
I pointed at the goblin who had knocked me down earlier. He was one of the curious few watching us from the cells down the way. The goblin squeaked in alarm, suddenly understanding what I had done, and tried to duck back inside. But the jailer was already charging him. He snatched the goblin before he could get away and started punching him in the face again and again while the level one goblin struggled helplessly. Finally, the goblin ran out of hit points and crumbled to the ground. I sauntered over and dug through his pockets, finding a few gold coins that I filed away in my inventory. I was pleased I got to loot the mobs he killed for me, even if I didn't get XP for them. Talk about easy money. I finally knew how it felt when girls would get their boyfriend to beat someone up for them. It felt good.
Where do the coins go when you're only wearing a bikini?
My slack-jawed jailer asked me.
Shut up,
I snapped, and his jaw snapped firmly shut as he stood there waiting my next command. Although, I could do without comments from the charmed peanut gallery, even if he does have a point. I looked down again at my scantily clad girl body. Where do the coins go? I rose from my crouch and adjusted the straps of my gold bikini top, annoyed at how my breasts bobbled with every little movement. Couldn't the Orc King have picked a bikini with at least a little boob support? But I'd have time later to reconsider my wardrobe. Right now, I needed to get out of here, and this harem jailer was my ticket to freedom.
Let me out of this jail.
I dusted off my hands, shaking the dirt from rifling through the dirty goblin pockets, and nodded towards a locked second jail door.
Can't, he said.
Why can't you? I asked through gritted teeth. You're charmed. I command you to let me out.
The second jailer has the key. We switch at the end of our shift and lock the other in. Security measures.
I sighed. The stupid Orc King would be paranoid about his prisoners. Players would always be trying to find inventive ways to break out of the jail, and if it was as easy as whacking a level 5 jailer, most players would blow past the challenge. Another goblin snickered at our exchange from inside the cell, and I narrowed my eyes and frowned.
Fine, I said. Then we'll spend some time getting some loot. Jailer, I want you to beat up every goblin in this jail.
Wait, what? I heard someone ask. The jailer nodded.
As you command, mistress.
The loot ended up really sucking. They were only level 1 mobs after all. But it was really satisfying watching screaming goblins run around the jail while the jailer chased them down and beat them senseless one by one, just because I asked him to. I kicked my feet as I sat on the edge of my pallet, giggling at the carnage. When he was done, the jailer returned and sat down on the bed beside me.
Your wish has been done, mistress.
I squinted at him.
How long do you think this charm lasts, anyway?
He shrugged.
Until you release me, or I die. The buff timer is infinite.
That was interesting. Who knew the courtesans were such a good pet class? People probably just avoided the class for the social stigma of playing what was basically a prostitute. Courtesan players had a bad reputation for being horn dogs. I tapped my lip thoughtfully. It was too bad I could only charm one target at a time.
Well, how much time do we have till the other jailer shows up?
2 hours.
2 hours?
That would be an eternity.
I tossed myself back against the soft cotton of the prison bed and groaned. My pretty blonde hair fanned out behind me.
This sucks,
I muttered. I'd already had him kill the goblins, and since we were inside a dungeon, it might be a while until they respawned. There was only so much goblin carnage I could watch before it got boring anyway. I looked again at my dreary surroundings. It was a classic, boring dungeon. Stone floors, metal bars, scattered straw, and not much else.
What do you do for fun around here anyway?
Honestly, the jailer replied, we have fun with the Orc King's prettiest prisoners while they wait to move into the harem.
I raised myself up onto my elbows.
Wait, really?
Really?
I glared at him.
I've been out for 3 days. You didn't...
He quickly shook his head.
No, mistress. I would never. We only have our fun with the conscious prisoners only. There's more fight in them.
Well, that wasn't much better. I looked down at my new, impossibly hot body. The big breasts, sexy hips, flat tummy, and tiny weak arms. It was a good thing I charmed him before I got bored. I imagined the jailer having his way with me, struggling to fight back, but slowly being pushed down and forced to take his big, hairy cock. Then I blushed. Why did that kind of turn me on? I was straight. But then I bit my lip and stared at my crotch. There was definitely some moisture between my legs right now. It had to be that this body was turned on by the prospect of sex. Curse this stupid courtesan class. Now Lacey has me lusting over random mobs thanks to this stupid body. I couldn't believe the devs had bothered to model normal sexual responses for female bodies. But I had to admit, it would have bothered me a lot if my Kromgor avatar couldn't get it up when he saw a hot girl, and having free, uninhibited sex with willing mobs was one of the best things about the game. Why wouldn't Lacey have a normal sex response? I studied the jailer. For a low-level mob, he had a pretty ripped physique. I could see his rippling abs and his huge biceps under a tight leather vest. He isn't really a person, I reminded myself. He's just bits and bytes, and he's totally under my control. I glanced around again, chewing my lip. It was just me and the harem jailer left in the empty cells. But there was no way I should even be considering what I was considering. Jazzus's words from earlier ran through my head again. In what universe is a girl seducing dudes gay in the slightest? And I was a girl, at least for the time being. This body had needs just like mine did, and I could tell they were intensifying. The close proximity and close attention to the male body beside me was making me squirm quite a bit. I bit my lip harder as I pictured sliding his straight, hard cock inside of Lacey's tight little pussy. If I had still been Kromgorn, I would have paid good money to watch that. And as Lacey, not only would I get a front row seat, I'd get to feel it happening. I'd be lying to myself if I said I wasn't curious. Plus, I reminded myself, you could be stuck in this body for a really long time. Are you really going to give up orgasms just because you're a girl? That clinched it. I hadn't gone more than 6 hours without some kind of sexual release since I was 12. I had to know what this would be like. He was just a computer program, and no one ever had to know. I grabbed the jailer by his stupid leather vest and turned him to face me, even though I knew he wouldn't refuse me. No straight, hot-blooded guy would refuse this body. The avatar I was riding was a walking incarnation of every horny guy's fantasy.
Mistress? He asked, looking confused.
Here's how we're going to kill the time, I explained. You're going to fuck me. After a good amount of foreplay to warm me up.
I remember that this was the thing chicks complain about, and I wanted this to be good.
You need to try harder than you ever tried before. This is my first time, okay? I want it to be amazing.
A dreamy smile flitted across his face.
Your wish is my command, mistress.
Suddenly, his whole manner changed. He swept me up in his arms and planted a firm kiss right on my lips. But rather than being grossed out, my body responded to it. It felt great. Easily as being kissed by a super hot girl when I was Kromgorn. I was shocked. My nips hardened under my bikini, and the tingle of moisture in my crotch turned into a sopping wetness. Who knew that it felt this amazing to get turned on and handled as a girl? He picked me up as if I was light as a feather, sending a little thrill running through me, and seated me on his crotch. I felt the hard bulge of his cock through his pants, and I automatically rocked against it, sending waves of pleasure coursing through my body. I relaxed myself, just like when I would bottle someone with Kromgorn, and let the game guide my inexperienced mind through the feminine sex motions that the courtesan class was built for. It worked like a charm. The jailer worked my tits, kissed my neck, and massaged my ass and pussy, teasing me with his fingers until my bikini was soaked, just as I commanded him, and I tangled my hands in his curly dark hair. When I was wet enough that I was dying for him to fuck me, he slid my bikini down my legs and tossed me back onto the bed before he unlaced his breeches to release the giant hard cock that strained against the leather ties. As it bounced in front of me, I marveled at how crazy this all was. But everything felt too good to stop or really think about too hard. Fuck, but I wanted that cock in my pussy. Who cares how I got myself off in the privacy of my own game with a computer program? Jazzis was right. It was 2017, and it was nobody else's goddamn business. I knew I was really into chicks. This was just some temporary fun, and it felt really, really good. He grabbed my ankles and spread my legs wide, easing his meaty cock into my moistened folds and ushering me into a whole new realm of sensation. It was mind-blowing, like every inch of my sex was as sensitive as the tip of a penis, and his smooth, soft skin rubbed every part of it at once. I involuntarily arched my back and moaned as he pushed all the way inside me, filling up and stretching me out with a sense of fullness that was incredible. He started gently fucking me like that while he held my ankles in the air, and a weird, intense pressure started building up between my legs, almost like I had to pee, but a little different. I played with my tits, my head lolling, while I lost myself in the pleasurable sensations. The jailer started bucking harder, his hips thrusting that glorious cock into my pussy again and again, and that weird pressure kept building until it felt like I was standing on the edge of a very tall cliff about to fall off. Suddenly, he groaned and sank deep inside of me, swelling up, and it threw me over the edge. We came together, him spurting his white-hot seed into me and filling every inch of my vagina, and me releasing the pressure building in a sudden rush of intensive orgasmic pleasure that spilled over me like a waterfall and dumped wave after wave of ecstasy across every inch of my heaving, wreathing body. Ding! As my head exploded with amazing sensations, a shower of golden sparks surrounded me for the second time that day. I ding level 5 from the sex. When what seemed like an eternity of orgasm after orgasm had passed, I collapsed into a sweating, heaving wreck beside my partner. He gave me his dopiest grin.
Did I please you, mistress?
Yes,
I panted, still reeling in the aftershocks of my multiple orgasms. That had been amazing, like the best drug ever. Was that always what sex felt like for girls? Plus, I'd gotten bonus XP for actually fucking the mob I charmed, and it was more than I would have gotten for killing him. I almost preferred this method of leveling.
How long until the next jailer comes?
I asked, brushing a sweaty blonde curl of hair away from my eyes. Well? The jailer glanced towards the outer door again. That only took about 20 minutes. Want to go again? I pushed myself up to a seated position, despite the little tremors of pleasure that still ran through my thighs.
Again? How can we go again? That was insane.
He shrugged. I can go as often as you like, and you have no refractory period. Oh my God. My eyes widened as a realization dawned. He's right. He's a program. And I'm a girl.
Fuck yeah, let's go again,
I hooted.
Let's go again, and keep doing this until the next jailer comes.
I settled down, my hands folded behind my head, and waited for my fucking to begin again. I could get used to this, and I finally understood why a guy might skirt the rules to play as a woman. It was fan-fucking-tastic if you were just in it for the sex.
Your wish is my command, mistress. Perhaps this time I could show you what I can do with my mouth.
Chapter 8. It turned out that his mouth was almost as good as his cock, and a totally new kind of sex. We alternated between the two for what seemed like forever, and by the time the second jailer had arrived and started knocking on the door to get our attention, I'd lost count of how many mind-blowing orgasms I had had. I was really reconsidering this class. Sure, it might suck in combat, but this charm skill was really handy. Even if the sex XP gave diminishing returns after the first time, it had been a great way to kill 2 hours.
Hey. Hey, wake up, you lazy lout. What are you doing in there?
At the sound of the second jailer's keys rattling in the lock, both of us disentangled ourselves and sprang to our feet. We ran out to meet him, just as the jail door was swinging open. A second harem jailer, level 5, stood before us, looking like a mirror image of the man I'd just spent 2 hours fucking, except for the fact that his hair was blonde and his skin was lighter. He rolled his eyes when he saw me adjusting my clothes, hurriedly trying to get all my important bits covered up before venturing out again.
Really? He asked my charmed companion, shaking his head. You're always fucking the courtesans that come through. When do I get to have some fun?
His eyes lingered on my tits, and I briefly wondered what it would be like to have 2 guys at once. But then I shook my head and refocused. I'd been enough of a horn dog today. There were important things I had to do, like getting back to the Shining Army Guildhouse so I could figure out what we were going to do about this whole situation. I nudged the charmed jailer and hissed,
"Get me out of here."
He snapped to attention.
"I need to take her to the Orc King's harem rooms. He'll want to have her now."
The blonde jailer sighed.
"Fine, fine. But you're going to let me have the next one, deal?"
"He agrees,"
I said, taking him by the hand and dragging him past his surprised compatriot. We locked him back inside as he stared wide-eyed at me.
"I've never seen a maiden so eager for the Orc King's giant cock."
I shrugged and smiled.
"What can I say? Trying new things. You can't solve everything with a two-handed broadsword, I guess."
Then I led my jailer down the hallway, leaving the other very confused behind us. I giggled as I thought about how nonchalant about Korkok I was right now, but I was still riding a pretty great high from all those orgasms. After I'd spent 2 hours having mind-blowing sex, handling a cock just didn't seem like that big of a deal anymore. What was the point in fighting my new role? When I was Kromgorn, I could be Kromgorn. For now, I just needed to act the part of Lacey. It was actually kind of fun to let my hair down, so to speak, and just play a girly girl. Why not? Jazzus would be proud of how open-minded I'm being. This is real role-playing. When we came to a four-way crossing in the hallway, I turned to my companion.
"Okay, dummy, how do I get out of here?"
He pointed left.
"That's the way to the Orc King's harem."
He pointed right.
"That way is the exit."
As tempting as legendary giant Orcock was, I grabbed his hand and led him decidedly to the right. I would have ditched him, but I needed him if I bumped into anyone else who'd wonder why a girl was wandering around by herself in a gold bikini outside of the harem chambers. A subtle lightening of the hallway informed me that we're nearing the surface, and I finally saw a rectangle of daylight ahead, the exit from the lair. There was only one problem. It was guarded by 2 very surly-looking level 30 orc guards. I tapped my nose thoughtfully as I drew up a plan.
"What is your wish, mistress?"
"This will be easy, thanks to you," I replied. "Those guards are tough, but they're also dumb, and you're a respected member of their faction. All we'll need to do is tell them the Orc King ordered you to take me for a walk, and they won't think to question it. It should work, right?"
He nodded.
"An excellent plan, mistress. They won't ever suspect that a member of their own faction would lie about something like an order from the Orc King. You'll be free in no time."
The harem jailer cut off with a gurgling, strangled noise. A red, steel-tipped blossom unfolded at his throat, and blood ran down the sides of his neck as he dropped to his knees and fell forward face first. I stared, dumbfounded, as a grinning halfling rose from his crouch on the jailer's fallen back and yanked hard to remove the dagger from the man's throat. Erlix, level 32 halfling rogue, floated above his head. He slid the bloody dagger back into its sheath and bowed in front of me with a flourish.
"You have been rescued, my fair lady,"
he declared, with more than a hint of showmanship.
"Worry not. I, Erlix the Mighty, have freed you from the Orc King's vile minions."
He brushed some imaginary dust off his sleeve and winked at me.
"No need to thank me. A sample of your ample, services would be thanks enough."
"Are you fucking kidding me?"
I clutched my hands into white-knuckled fists at my side, wishing I could beat his stupid face with them.
"I had him charmed, you asshole. You just killed my only ticket out of this place."
He scratched his head and shrugged.
"Oh, sorry, lady. I don't really know how horse skills work."
"Courtesan skills,"
I corrected him through gritted teeth.
"Whatever. Call a spade, I say. Anyway, am I understanding you correctly that you won't be banging me as a reward for my valiant efforts?"
"He was a level 5. You're level 30. Some valiant effort."
"Well, you couldn't have killed him. Anyway, if you're not gonna fuck me, I'm off. Treasure ho! Ha ha ha! That's what you are. A treasure ho. In that gold bikini. Get it?"
My urge to beat this irritant halfling was rising rapidly. Whoever he was giving his guild a bad name. But then I saw he didn't even have a guild tag. I narrowed my eyes at him.
"Wait a minute. You're that asshole that robbed me a few days ago in Lorengard. I knew your name looked familiar."
Erlik snorted.
"You? No, I don't think so, Goldie. I don't bother to rob players too low level to have anything good. And I certainly don't bother with players pathetic enough to play sex-fueled courtesans. Are you sure I can't get a quick lay? I heard all you sickos are horny as fuck. You know what they say? Halflings are so short because the rest of the mass goes to our dicks."
"No one says that."
"Yeah, but aren't you curious now?"
"Absolutely not. And this isn't my main, you freak,"
I hissed.
"I got stuck in this avatar when the weird thing Veerdamant did went off."
"You too, huh?"
He drew his dagger and started flipping it nonchalantly in one hand, but then dropped it to the floor when my words registered.
"Wait a minute. The only person I've been able to rob in the last few days was that hulking dude, Kromgorn. You don't mean... Oh, God, this is freaking hilarious!"
He doubled over in laughter, pointing at me and guffawing. All I could do was cross my arms and wait for him to laugh himself out. Finally, he wiped a tear away from his eyes.
"And the first thing you did when you woke up was fuck the jailer? Priceless!"
"Wait, how did you know I fucked the jailer?"
He shrugged.
"I might have been stealth in there waiting for the guards to unlock the second door, too."
I felt blood rushing to my cheeks as I turned what was probably the deepest shade of crimson.
"What? You watched us fuck?"
"Yep, and it was a great show."
"But then, why did you kill the jailer if you knew he was charmed?"
I nearly shrieked the words. I was so mad at this dumb halfling. Erlix grinned sheepishly.
"Well, you were headed for the exit, so I figured if I rescued you, I'd make it a quick lay before you left. Speaking of, how about this halfling cock?"
"Ugh, no. Listen, you owe me. You've screwed me over twice now, and this is bad. Whatever's going on, you're stuck in the game too, and the only way to fix it is to stop Veerdamant. I need to get out of here and back to my guild. You're gonna help me, got it?"
Erlix raised a finger like he was going to protest, but then sighed and sheathed his dagger again.
"Fine. I can't say no to a pretty face. And frankly, I do want to know how to get the hell out of here. Playing a halfling and making mischief is all good fun, but I really didn't expect to be 3 feet tall for the rest of my life, you know?"
Then he leaned close and theatrically laid a hand at the side of his mouth, whispering,
"But the cock thing is really true."
"Oh my God, Erlix!"
I shouted.
"I don't want to see your cock!"
I then clamped my hands down on my mouth, looking around wildly. No guards had come running, thank God.
"Fine, fine. But hush, Goldie. You're gonna get us caught." So, what's the plan? How do I get you out of here?
I gave him my best withering stare and jerked my thumb over my shoulder.
You're level 32. Just go kill those guards and let's get out of here.
Nuh-uh. You might be used to playing a big brutish barbarian, but I'm a DPS class, baby. If I get the drop on them, I could kill them. But it's kind of hard when they're on alert mode, watching a hallway. We need a distraction if you want me to kill them.
What kind of distraction? I can't charm or seduce mobs 30 levels higher than me.
You'd be surprised on the level spread on those skills if you're willing to pair them with some actual sexy times attention. But you're right. Fortunately, in this case, we just need you to go get them out of alert mode so I can stealth up and assassinate one. I could probably burn down the other one by popping my cooldowns.
I don't even know how to make a distraction without those skills.
Erlix waggled his eyebrows at me.
Really, little Miss Courtesan? You have a pretty effective pair of distractions on your chest right there. God knows they distract me. And I know you're not shy about getting a little randy with a mob. Get over there and do your thing. I'll get the jump on them while you're keeping them busy.
I sighed. He was right. I knew it would work. He'd already seen me with the jailer, right? How much worse could a few orc cocks be?
Okay. But kill them fast, I warned him. I don't want to be handling those dicks any longer than I absolutely have to.
Scout's honor.
He grinned at me and slowly vanished from sight as he stealthed into the shadows. I didn't trust him not to be a jerk. He was a known troll after all. But I didn't have a lot of options. Fortunately, the orc guards really were dumb as bricks. When I sauntered up, all I could think to do was give them my brightest smile I could muster and say,
"Hiya, boys. How about a hand job?"
They looked at each other, looked at me, shrugged, and dropped their pants. Two huge, hairy orc cocks sprang out. They shuffled towards me as I dropped to my knees and held my hand out, and I faked a smile and hissed through my teeth,
"Okay, Erlix, any time now."
The bastard waited until I was well into jerking off one of the big green cocks. I was starting to worry I'd wind up with orc cum on my face. But, true to his word, Erlix popped out of the shadows and made quick work of both orcs. I watched as he finished the second one with ease, hardly even breaking a sweat. Then I rose to my feet over the bodies of the two orcs, wiping my hands on my bikini with an expression of disgust.
"Now do I get a quickie?"
he asked with a wink.
"That was a pretty impressive rescue."
"It didn't look like you popped any cooldowns,"
I glared at him, continuing to scrub my hand. He smiled and gave me another shrug.
"Nah, it's easy to burn down grunts as a DPS class. I just wanted to see if you touch an orc cock. Heh you really are a hoe."
I stared at him, flabbergasted, and then again at the hand that had touched that gross orc cock. Is this fucker for real? I racked my brain for a withering retort to his stupid jabs, but before I could respond, he started skipping away, right out towards the entrance.
"Come on, Goldie. We need to get going before respawns show up. You want to see your friends, right? Let's get this show on the road, treasure hoe."
Chapter 9. The trip to the guildhouse would have been awfully hard on my own as a measly level 5 courtesan, but with a level 32 rogue escorting me, we made good time toward the Golden Plains of Lorengard, level 25, where the Shining Army Guildhouse was located. I had wanted to stop by a city to fire off a note to my guild and get some different clothes, but it was in the opposite direction to the nearest settlement, so instead, we made a beeline for the plains. I could dip into the guild reserves for some new duds when we got there. It was weird to see the server so unusually empty, and I realized that people must be avoiding playing after what happened. Why risk getting stuck if you aren't already trapped in the game? I wondered what my mother must be going through out in the real world, and felt a little guilty. But it was useless to stew on that when there was nothing I could do about it. All I could do was meet up with Topper and the rest of my guild so we could come up with a plan to reverse what Vierdeman had done and get us all unstuck from this stupid game. It really had been a stroke of luck that I'd run into Erlix to help me get there. I appreciated that he was willing to help me, even if I had to guilt him into it. But at the same time, He was such an annoying companion to travel with.
Do you ever stop talking about your halfling cock?
I cited his latest story, about what enormous dicks the halfling folk had been blessed with, as we trudged down a dusty road on the last stretch of the way towards a Shining Army guild house.
If you had an amazing dick, wouldn't you talk about it all the time? Girls don't understand these things. Trust me, you would.
Trust me, I wouldn't. I'm not really a girl,
I reminded him through gritted teeth.
Kromgorn was plenty well endowed, and I didn't go around yammering about it.
I'm sure your big, mean Barbie had a really nice cock for a human or whatever, but we're talking halfling cock, Goldie. There's no comparison.
Uh-huh.
It's huge.
Right.
You want to see?
No.
His persistence was so annoying because it was actually working on me. In the rare moments of silence, I found myself wondering if it really was as big as he claimed. I'd never seen a halfling cock before, but there was no way I was going to give him the satisfaction of asking to see it. I'd never live it down.
Fine, I get it. Your thing is big, hairy, green orc cocks. But when you're ready for a real...
Erlix!
What?
Shut up, or I'm going to charm you and make you shut up.
Ha, fat chance. Do you even know how your own skills work, Goldie?
I grumbled a few choice profanities under my breath, but Erlix was right. I didn't really know how my skills worked.
Why don't you enlighten me instead of talking about your penis?
Erlix perked up. The little dude loved a chance to play the authority on something.
Certainly. I can do both, though. So, your charm skill, right? Totally dependent on your charisma, like most of your skills. And you've got that in spades, Tits McGee, which is how you can charm enemies a few levels higher than you. So, when you do charm someone, they're totally under your command, like magic. You can have one target charmed at a time, and when you succeed on the initial check, they stay that way until you release them. It's perfect for securing giant NPC halfling cocks to fuck you.
Hmm. Maybe Lacey hadn't been a complete idiot when she was building this character. If she'd been going for a maxed out charm build, high charisma made sense, even at the expense of combat skills.
Now, seduce is a little different, Erlix continued, kicking a stone down the road as he spoke. Seduce doesn't let you control them, but instead, it keeps the attention of the mob while your group does something else. But it keeps you busy, too. You need to put a little show on. The sexier the show, the better the odds of seduce succeeding. If you had a giant halfling cock like mine, you could wave it all around in front of them to shock and amaze them.
He grabbed his crotch and winked at me, giving a little shake.
But in your case, you'll probably just need to shake those big old titties, or go down on them. If you need lots of time, you might even want to sleep with them. Incidentally, fucking NPCs is the best way for a courtesan to level. Maybe the only way, with those sucky combat stats of yours.
I don't need to level, I grumbled. We're getting me out of this body and back to Kromgorn as soon as possible. I'm not going to fuck a bunch of NPCs. Anyway, is seduce a single target too?
Erlix chuckled.
Dirty girl, you are a treasure hoe. But to answer your question, no. You can keep as many mobs busy as you can keep occupied with your hot little body. The bigger the crowd, the more risk of a few breaking off, though. Probably just stare at the halfling waving his cock around instead.
How do I permanently cut off a halfling's cock?
Madame!
Erlix looked wounded.
You should never deface a beautiful work of art. But, if you must know, just grip it firmly in your hand and tug on it until it falls off. Works like a charm, every time.
I rolled my eyes at him.
I really might charm you and make you tug your own cock off.
Oh, that's the other thing. These work differently for players. You can't seduce players, unless you do it the old-fashioned way. And you can't force people to be charmed. They're players, after all, and you can't steal their autonomy. Charm just makes it so they can't take any hostile action against you or restrain you in any way. And it works for any players in their group, too. Basically, making you a part of their faction until you release them. It's handy if someone is threatening to cut off your giant halfling cock. But you do have to be a higher level than them to prevent abuse. So it's kind of useless at max level.
How do you know so much about courtesan skills anyway?
Erlich shrugged and started picking his teeth with the point of a dagger.
I make a point of reading up on all the game mechanics. You never know when it might come in handy. Hey, is that your guild house?
He pointed past me, up a small hill, and I saw that he was right. An imposing, shining white castle rose up out of the plains, and I nearly jumped up and down with joy.
It is! It is! Oh, man, we made it! Come on, Erlix. We're finally gonna get some real, high-level help with this situation.
It was lucky that someone had the foresight to invite Lacey into the guild, even though she was an alt. So the doors opened automatically as I approached. Erlix tried to follow me in and bounced off the invisible wall, landing on his ass. He rubbed his nose and glared at me.
Ow! Goldie, a little help?
I sighted him.
You know, if you were properly gilded, you would know how these things worked.
But he had escorted me here, so I took pity on him and walked him through the force field while holding his grubby little hand, so the fortress would recognize him as a guest.
Don't even bother trying to steal anything. You won't be able to since you're not a guild member. It's a protected zone.
Guess how many times that hand has touched a massive halfling cock today?
Ew! Erlix!
I glared at him again, snatched my hand back, and fiercely wiped it off on the increasingly dirty triangle of bikini that was the only scrap of clothing suitable for it.
I need to get out of this bikini.
Yeah, you do.
And into something else. Come on, we're stopping by the guild bank before we meet up with my friends.
Fine, but I'm still calling you Goldie. Once a treasure hoe, always a treasure hoe.
I ignored him and led the way to our massive vault. Again, the door swung open at my touch, and a wealth of items lay piled before us. Erlix nearly had a conniption, and I could tell by the way his hands were twitching that he wanted to grab everything in sight. I smirked. Good luck. He wouldn't even be able to interact with any of it. Let him drool. The best stuff was off limits to everyone but Topper and a few of our officers. Me, Kromgorn, Haxor, and Jazzis. But that didn't stop me from digging out some slightly more respectable leather battle armor and a bow. Since it was female armor, it would still be extremely sexy on my avatar. But at least from far away, I look more like a ranger than a prostitute. Erlix was fond of reminding me just how slutty I looked. The new costume might help me avoid a fight or two. And hell, I might even be able to hit something with the bow if I really had to. My dexterity stat wasn't that awful. I made Erlix wait outside and made sure he wasn't stealth while I changed behind a screen. It was a relief to finally strap my massive boobs away in some tight, supportive leather, even if it pushed them together and up towards my face. And the thigh-high boots and leather thong beat the flimsy gold cloth I'd been wearing before. I walked out from behind the screen, testing my bowstring, and smiled at the waiting halfling.
How do I look?
He was busy picking his teeth with the tip of a dagger again.
You look like a prostitute playing dress-up. A hot one.
Good enough. As long as I don't just look like a prostitute anymore. Come on, we're gonna go meet my friends.
Our meeting hall was in the middle of the fortress, and as we approached, I could hear voices arguing inside.
We don't have the levels for direct assault. He had his whole crew ready for this, and we have less than half our full strength right now.
What else can we do, Haxor? At least our highest players are here. It'll be a tough fight, but we stand a good chance of winning if we strike quickly.
I agree with Topper,
a female voice added. It sounded like Jazz's.
We'll never figure out how to do this stupid spell if we don't capture Vierdemann, and being in game 24/7, it's just going to make him stronger and let him secure his base. We need to move soon if we want to strike directly.
I walked into the room, Erlix trailing behind me, to see Haxor, Topper, and Jazzis gathered around the huge rectangular table with half a dozen of our other guildmates. Everyone looked tense. As I entered, everyone looked up at me.
Kromgorn!
Jazzis cried.
I'm so glad you're okay.
She leaped up and raced over to sweep me up in a hug. It was still weird to be shorter than her, but it was nice to feel our boobs smushed together like that. She smelled sweet and flowery, and I wondered how I smelled to her.
Kromgorn?
Topper asked, looking confused.
It's Crom and Lacey's avatar, Jazzus explained.